Well, so the Oklahoma Corporation Commission and the Oklahoma Geological Survey have worked together to develop some guidelines that they want operators to follow who are completing wells in the SCOOP and the STACK. And what their concern is, they're wanting to monitor what they're calling anomalous seismic activity that doesn't have the same side of connection to disposal operations. And so they've put in place some guidelines to give operators, you know, some direction on what to do if they see, or if the commission or the Geological Survey sees seismic activity occurring within 2 kilometers of their wellbore. And so it's a good proactive step from the commission and the Geological Survey to address an issue before it becomes a problem. And I think, you know, our members are fully supportive of it and understand that it makes sense and it's a good way to protect you know, the significant amount of development that's going to be occurring out in the SCOOP and the STACK, and that's a good thing for operators and a good thing for Oklahoma.
Now, I hear that Oklahoma is down 20% as far as all seismic activity from this time
yes.
last year.
Yes.
And is that
yes.
Could we say that if I were to say that was a result of you know, regulation and more investigation, would I be correct in that?
I would think so. I think the commission views it that way, as does the Geological Survey. I mean, the goal of the commission's efforts as it relates to seismic activity in the northern part of the state is to reduce them, and that's what they're doing. They're seeing good positive results from some of the actions that they've taken. You know, this activity they're announcing today is completely different. It's activity that does not relate to injection wells, in their opinion. And, you know, they felt like they needed to develop some protocols and some guidelines, which is what they are releasing today, to help operators understand that if they see seismic activity occurring near their completion operations, that the commission wants to have a conversation with them about what they're going to do to mitigate that. And that's a good proactive process. It's a really good example of the commission being in the best position to move quickly and to regulate the industry here in Oklahoma as opposed to the federal government. And from an operator standpoint, our operators, you know, are encouraged by it because there's a lot that's already ongoing in our internal operations, and this matches up nice with that.
So this is about awareness and communication all around, correct?
Correct. It's a very good way to put it.
Excellent. From what we know, a lot of quakes that may have been caused by hydraulic fracturing, fracking, are usually not dangerous and they're rarely felt. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, they're very small, they're rare, and they're manageable. And that's what makes them different than the other parts of the state. You know, these seismic activity, these quakes are typically, you know, have a pretty strong correlation in time and space to a completion activity. And so there's a process that's undergoing that can be adjusted or even stopped in certain cases in order to eliminate the seismic activity that's correlated with it. So that gives you a lot of tools as the commission and as a company in order to mitigate that. And our companies, who are the larger, more active operators in Oklahoma, already have internal mitigation plans. And these directives from the commission, these guidelines from the commission, you know, fit nicely over the top of our internal policies.
Can you explain for me, is it completion activity? I've heard that.
Completion activity is a broad term. It covers everything. Once the well is drilled, then you go back in and complete it. And complete it involves a number of steps. One of them is the hydraulic fracturing of that well bore. And so when I say completion activities, it's really everything that's done after the well has been drilled and as it's getting prepared to be to come online as a producing oil and gas well. And what the commission specifically is looking at is the hydraulic fracturing portion of the completion activity. And when that is occurring, there's a potential for there to be some small seismic activity. They want companies to monitor that, and if they see seismic activity, they being either companies or the Oklahoma Geological Survey, the commission wants to have some conversations with the companies that are doing that to mitigate that from becoming larger. I think the good thing is we don't typically see larger quakes associated with them. The vast majority are never felt at the surface and pose, you know, no significant impact on the surface as well. But the commission wants to be smart and proactive and get in front of it and have these guidelines in place that if seismic activity were to reach, you know, certain levels, they want to have, you know, a plan in place for their conversations with operators. And if it reaches, according to their plan today, if it reaches to a 3.5 magnitude level, they want you to stop your completion activity, and within 48 hours you get to have a technical conference with them to talk about how you're going to either complete without having further activity, or maybe you don't finish your completion. It just depends on what the situation looks like. But you know, I think, again, it makes total sense for the commission to be proactive and get out in front of this to protect, you know, the significant amount of investment that's going to be going on in the state. And they don't view this as being a big issue, but they want to stay on top of it to make sure it doesn't become one.
Sounds smart. Is there anything else I should ask you you'd like to get out there?
No, you know, I think I just wanted to emphasize again, I think it really makes a great example for where the commission is able to move quickly and proactively with some good input from industry to come up with smart regulations that make sense. And I think that's why, you know, it's another example of where, you know, the federal government and the EPA just can't move as quickly as the states can. And so I think it's another great example of showing why they're best positioned to effectively, properly regulate the oil and natural gas industry here in the state.